And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have on your mind this morning. You can phone it in. You can send a text, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. As mentioned earlier, I got up a little earlier than I had planned. It was rather noisy outside, not inside, but it was a bit noisy. Now, I was wondering if you've heard if Linda's got any calls about any heavy rain damage.
You know, we have had some trees on roofs, some flooding in the basement, some minor wind damage as well. But, I think it could have been worse, thankfully. But we've been tarping roofs pretty steadily the last couple of weeks. We had some severe storm. Ever since that windstorm came through about 2 Mondays ago, it seems like every other night we're getting more phone calls the next day because something else happens. I don't know if it was from ground saturation or what, but we've had our fair share of trees on buildings.
You've mentioned that in years past in the show, Andy. What does, and I know Linda's is busy doing roofing, regular roofing jobs, but what if a customer calls you and say, I've got this huge oak tree that fell on my roof, and it's, you know, I need help. I know you guys kind of, you do come to the rescue. What is the process?
Yeah.
What does Linda's do there?
Well, step one is getting a hold of us, and then we'll work through best we can with the schedule. The worry with damage like that is if it rains again, it's going to cause more damage. So priority one is getting the tree removed and sealing up the exterior of the home with tarps and or different types of underlayment in order to make sure that it's dried in at least. So then we can start the process of making an insurance claim and going through the scope of the work on how the repair is going to be addressed or if an entire replacement is needed. A lot of times though with wind damage and tree damage, it's more of a repair than a replace, hopefully, depending on the age of your, you know, the materials on the exterior of your home.
Very good. Again, 651-461-9226, phone call or text. Speaking of phones, Jenny calling in from Prior Lake this morning. Thank you, Jenny. What is your question for Andy?
Well, first off, good morning, guys. My dear friends, Denny Long and Andy Lindis. This is Jenny Berg.
Jenny.
Hey, Jenny, how are
Jenny.
You?
I'm great.
For those that
good
don't know,
Jenny
Berg was certainly is a longtime friend of both Andy and mine. She was also a longtime employee and my colleague here at WCCO. She was, and maybe still is, what Steve Cannon used to call a peddler. she was one of, if not the best salesperson here at WCCO. How you been,
thank
Jenny?
Thank you very much. I've been great. Retirement is the bomb, by the way.
Outstanding.
It's been great. But I have a question for you, Andy. You know, you guys did a new desk for me a couple years ago, and I love it. I feed the birds off of it. It's a second-story deck. And I still have squirrels, even though I put metal around the posts. I still have squirrels that crawl up on the deck. I figured out how they did it. They climb up really fast, the siding by the window down there, and then they crawl underneath the deck. And then up on the, and when winter ended this year, I noticed that on the corners of my deck, on my beautiful, beautiful deck, they have chewed the heck out of it. My landscape guy suggested an underdeck. Do you have any kind of product that you know of that is good to do that with?
Yes, we have a couple of products that we work with, Ginny, that we can install there. There is some maintenance sometimes that comes with those. You know, the way they drain, because if water gets through it, through your deck onto that, there's going to be dirt and sediment at times. So you just got to have to be prepared that they have to be maintained a little bit at times.
Like maintained how?
They would have to be cleaned out depending on how the gutter system is. But we may
Well,
be
we have a leaf guard
it,
gutter system.
Leave it drain off the edge. So, yeah.
We have a leaf guard gutter system.
Then you're good to go.
Okay. So I should just call
you. Definitely come
out
and do that. And I can tell you this: this is probably the first year in 30 years that there's a new Employee of the Year at WCCO with your retirement, huh?
No, I was never an Employee of the Year. But anyway,
But hey, we missed your cookies this year. That's a tough road to hoe. Following Jeannie Burke.
It was a little odd at Christmas time not to have to bake 600 dozen cookies. But
is that how many you used to bake, Jeannie?
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. But anyway, it was great talking to you guys, Andy. I will call the office on Monday and set up a time for somebody to come out and help me with this.
Great to hear from you, Jeannie.
I'm gonna text Luke right away on the next break for you, Jeannie. We'll get a hold of you. We'll get you taken care of.
All right, good. Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Love you. Enjoy retirement, doggone it.
Yeah, I'm totally doing that.
All right. Keep it up. That's great. Jeannie Burke, a longtime colleague of mine here. And Andy's, too. I mean, we've known Jeannie a long time, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. She's the standard in which every person I've worked with in advertising is held to. She's as good as it gets, and it's fun when people go from colleagues to family friends.
Yeah, isn't that true? All right, let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation here. If you have any kind of a home improvement question like Jeannie, 651-461-9226, you can call it in or you can text it in. I'm looking at a text, see if I can find it again here. Listener wants to know, is it necessary to insulate a garage if the drywall is already up? Is it necessary?
It's not necessary, but if you want it to stay warmer, then yes. If it's a heated space, it's not going to be heated very efficiently. Now, we don't lose a ton of our heat out our sidewalls. The attic space is definitely more important, and air sealing is the next thing that's most important. So, depending on what you're trying, how you're trying to condition that space. Necessary? No, but it could definitely make the space more comfortable. The unfortunate part is there's really no good way about going about it without cutting some holes in the wall that will have to be patched and repaired.
All right. Andy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side again and pick up on more questions from our listeners at 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. This is the 9th of August, and we're in the midst of our home improvement show, welcoming your calls, your questions, any kind of a home improvement question. We'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text. And that number, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, of course, with us this morning. Andy, State Fair, closer by the minute. We're going to be there and really anxious to see what Lindis has done to our... It's not a booth. It's our broadcast center there. It's not a booth. Tell us, for those that don't know and who are planning on heading out there, hope you stop by and say hi. What has Lindis done to that structure?
Well, if you would like to see how we install windows, our LP smart siding, GAF roofing, GAF solar shingles, leaf guard gutters, and we will have a display for sun tunnels and leaf guard in the dairy building as well. So you can see it all on the building at WCCO, which is right next to Sweet Martha's Cookies, or we'll have a separate booth set up in the dairy building. So, you know, get a bucket of cookies, check out our work at the CCO building, come down and wash those cookies down with some milk at the dairy building and see Leaf Garden action.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very anxious to see. In fact, our producer Ryan and I will both be there. We have that Saturday morning duty, that first Saturday of the Minnesota State Fair, and we'll see you there, of course, as well. Yeah, Lindis Construction, before you visit us, head to the dairy building. I wonder if they still have those great malts there. Oh,
yes. I will definitely know the answer to that question probably day one of the fair, Denny.
Just for research, of course, you'll be checking that
out.
Yes.
Scientific reasons.
A listener wants to know about if I call Lindis Construction, if they call Lindis Construction and want insulation, what's the process? What does Lindis look at my house, they want to know?
Well, first and foremost, we're going to have to get into your attic, hopefully. There's, you know, certain houses and designs that have zero attic access. But More often than not, we're going to want to start in the attic, but we're also going to want to look at your basement. We're going to want to look at a lot of where your ventilation is, your roofing, to see how your exhaust vents work. And don't be surprised if we start looking at your doors and windows, because everything works together. So we want to see what is happening in your house, and we're going to put together a very detailed report. You're going to know the R level values of all of your insulation, what type of attic air sealing you have, whether or not you have a vapor barrier, and what we have to do to either add intake or exhaust venting to the attic system to make it function properly.
What's the situation? What does Linda's do when you cannot get into an attic space? Wow.
You know, those are difficult ones, and we know that we're going to have to remove some roofing or ceiling in order to get in there to seal it up, typically roofing. So a lot of times that's done with on an allowance basis, our best guess of what we're going to find when we peel up the roof. But we'll walk everyone through it. This is what's going to happen day one. We're going to peel off the roof. Then we're going to take a look at what type of insulation is in there, and we're going to get the spray foam guys typically, because that type of roofing system it happens a lot, like on great rooms or any type of vaulted ceiling, where they just can't get in there, and those are the problem areas, the part that's leaking or the part that's causing ice dams. So a lot of times those types of projects are happening in conjunction with roofing. So we're already removing the roofing. Now we just got to remove the decking to get at the insulation and seal it up properly.
And I'm thinking, too, I was wondering what folks are calling Linda's for, because, you know, the real estate market is what it is now. And I assume a lot of people may be staying in their homes a little bit longer, maybe quite a bit longer. What are they doing? What are they asking Linda's to do to their homes? By the way, that whether it's insulation, whatever it is, that first visit is always free. I always want to mention that. But what mm-hmm. else are people asking for?
You know, our outdoor living spaces seem to be getting more and more popular. So we've been meeting with lots of folks about decking, three-season and four-season porches, just because this is becoming the house that they're staying at longer and longer. This is where they want to have more areas of the home to enjoy. And, you know, outside of the actual maintenance of windows, siding, doors. But we've ran into a lot of customers that have been, hey, we didn't know we were going to be in this house this long. We thought we were going to sell it by now, but now we've decided to stay. So we want to put some money into it. We're hearing that conversation happen quite often, which is fun for us, because outdoor living spaces are the funnest projects to work on, because these are products that people are going to enjoy every day. I mean, and don't get me wrong, windows, siding, doors, roofing, they're fun to work on too, but those are necessities. People have to get those. So now when we're dealing with the outdoor living spaces, these are wants. These are projects that people are really, really excited about. So it makes everyone excited. And when you get to work on stuff that is inevitably going to lead to lots of enjoyment and happiness, it's a lot of fun. So 5 crews going solid now on just doing decking, Denny. So we are very, very busy, and
wow.
Have a couple of local multi-housing associations that we got 3-year projects with, where we're doing like 50 decks a year for them.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's keeping us busy. It is.
Well, you brought up the idea of outdoor living space. Make me drool or jealous. What have you seen some folks put in their backyard, their outdoor space, for example?
Well, these are some of the outdoor kitchens that people are installing. It's state of the art stuff. There isn't much you can't accomplish in a world class kitchen that some of these outdoor kitchens can't do. Where, that's a lot of fun for us. Or we've had some projects that get close to, when you're using some of the exotic woods, or it's a really large space, like it's fun. You know, not everyone has the, like somebody like me, I can't afford to put ePay or build a $200,000 deck, but I have customers that can. So it's fun to live vicariously through them and see these outdoor kitchens and wish to have them someday. And once you cook on an outdoor kitchen, that's for me, we use my outdoor kitchen in the summertime as much as we use our inside kitchen. As it's just a variety of stuff, and I'm a big cast iron guy, so cooking outside, it's a lot of fun. Water features, sitting areas, reading rooms, you name it, we've accomplished some things. Underdecking areas where people are putting hot tubs, or we even had one did a three-season porch underneath the deck. So they have the deck up top and then the three-season porch below. A lot of fun.
Oh, I should say. I'm thinking, you know, I know we're on a different subject here, but on outdoor kitchens or outdoor living spaces, period, that's more than just a kitchen. I'm thinking, well, this is not Hawaii. I mean, we have four seasons. How do they get through some of our nasty weather?
You know, we have to deal with that up here in Minnesota, but we use our outdoor living spaces as much as anyone in the planet. Maybe it's because we get stuck inside for 2 or 3 months of the year.
Sure.
So it's not uncommon to see folks out grilling when it's 0 degrees outside.
So once in a while, I've asked you this before, you visit the Channel 4 folks with certain tips in other media. What kind of tips have we missed to hear being on the radio? Can you advise us? What should we think about?
I think the best advice and tip that we've talked about a lot specifically that CCO segment is get a hold of your insurance agent and go through the exact insurance policy you have so you know what is covered, what your deductible is going to be, what the difference is between an actual cash value plan versus a replacement cost value plan, because that can save you thousands and thousands of dollars. And if you've had your roof replaced in the last couple of years, a lot of times you're eligible for a discount. And you need to make the insurance company aware of what happened to your house, and because they're not just going to give you that discount until you tell them what you've done. So if you've had a roof installed in the last couple of years, and if it's a Class 4 roof especially, heck, we've had some customers, Denny, get like a 26% discount.
Ooh.
Which is real money. Yeah, that's some walking around money for the rest of the year that you didn't have before.
That's fantastic. Yeah, which is, you know, it's a good idea anyway to get in touch with your agent. Just, you know, refresh the whole relationship, right? And go through any details and ask some questions. Be proactive. All right, getting a bit of a signal here. It's time for a look at that forecast, see if things will be really cooling off or not, and maybe drying out as well. Stay tuned for the second half of our home improvement show. By the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, call us, text us, 651-461-9226 from News Talk A3O. This is WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show brought to us by Lindus Construction. Andy Lindus back answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have, either by phone or by text. One number will get you either, 651-461-9226. Andy, I'm looking at a text from Terry. Thanks, Terry, for it. What are the steps and recommended products to use to reseal a treated lumber deck?
Well, good question. It's one of the harder ones to get steel to take, and chances are this is something that needs to be done every year, every other year. First and foremost, clean the deck. And then use a brightener conditioner. It will open up the pores as best as treated wood can. And then Penifin makes a specific stain or sealer for treated lumber. And that's what I would try to use and hope for the best. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be done, but it's definitely more aesthetically pleasing when you are sealing the deck. And it should last a little bit longer, but treated lumber, for the most part, does not need to be sealed technically.
Oh, okay. That'd save you some work there. What are people putting on there? What are they requesting? Now, you said you've got a bunch of crews out there doing decks. What the majority, I'd assume, are low maintenance, right?
Yeah. The majority of the decking that we're installing is Millboard or AZEK. Both of them are minimum maintenance decking, composite materials. Millboard's our favorite. You know, when you show people the two types of decking that we install, the only way they don't choose Millboard is if it is a budget thing, because it is markedly better looking and performing decking. We've had zero warranty claims with it, It doesn't get slippery. It doesn't condensate. It doesn't really have any of the expansion and contraction issues that most composite decking has. It really is a wonderful, wonderful product, and I'm thankful that we are offering it, because I know 15 years from now I'm not going to be dealing with a bunch of warranty claims.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Now, what type, over the years, certainly railing systems have changed. What does Lindus offer? What kind of stuff can we see nowadays?
Well, it's a variety. Whether it's cable, steel spindles, or glass railings, Fortress or Weatherby railing systems, we use on a regular basis. We've had some warranty claims with the Fortress stuff, so we're testing a few other ones right now. But you name it, the variety of railing systems that you can pick for a decking has gone up and up and up, and it's not that hard to add lighting fixtures to them as well, so it really does outline the decking. We do that a lot with the railing systems and the posts, so it just makes that space a little bit more livable.
This is like low-voltage lighting you're talking about?
Yeah, and all usually ran with like little solar panels too, so it doesn't take any electricity. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool, yeah. Now, what if, here we are talking about decks, and you got a bunch of crews out there. I assume that somebody that wants a deck should really maybe start thinking about next year?
No. There is still some availability where we may be able to get it installed this year, but I would want to move pretty quick. Just getting an estimate from our deck people. Typically, those types of folks, the design build folks, are 10 to 14 days lead time to get that initial meeting, and that's the first and fourth step. On that initial meeting, it will take anywhere from an hour to 3 hours, depending on the difficulty of the design, but we should be able to put an estimate and a timeline in your hands that first meeting.
Yeah, all right. 8449-LINDUS, I wanted to give that number out, if you can call this coming week, 8449-LINDUS. Speaking of phones, Steve is on the horn, calling in from St. Paul this morning. Steve, thank you. What is your question for Andy?
Hi, Andy. It's not quite a question. It's I had leaf guard gutters installed on my house on Tuesday. And the installer, a gentleman by the name of Drew Christensen, did an amazing job. My house was built in 1921, and the west roof line, you know, rolls like a rural Wisconsin road. He hung these gutters up, and now he straightened that out. I mean, it's just it's amazing. I didn't expect that. He went over and above. And there were some discrepancies on the drawing. He came back twice to make sure that the downspouts were in the proper place. And I just can't stress enough how impressed I was with him. You know, I work construction. I built scaffold for 15 years, and I would have him on my crew any day.
Wow, that's great to hear. What do you think, Andy?
That's awesome.
And I got a
knowing that you're a fellow that built scaffolding for years, that's quite the compliment. Those crews that do the scaffolding and set that stuff up. I was just hanging out with my uncle Billy, who was a union drywaller for a long time, and he was talking about the scaffolding guys. And one particular project they're working on, they set up scaffolding like 14 stories. He was working for a company called Olympic Drywall at the time, and they hired a crane to come in. So the scaffolding didn't have to come down again, and they picked the scaffolding up over top of the building and set it on the other side of the building. So that's some well-built scaffolding in order to survive that.
Yeah, when they shut down the locks and dams, I've built stair towers to get down into the bottom of them. And that's how we do it. We build them, and they pick a crane, and they lower it in there, and then they take it out the same way. It's I wish I was physically still able to do the job. I loved it.
Yeah,
but that's a great comment.
But your guy, when Drew came over here the second time, he had just finished up a job up on Portland. It was 6:30 at night. It was it was outrageously hot and humid out, and they still showed up. It looked like they got dragged out from under a rug. Drew also encountered bees in the eaves, and he had 3 bee stings on him. And he still showed up with a smile on his face. And when they didn't have everything what they needed, he came back the next day. And I mean, I'm telling you, I love the gutters. I can't tell you enough how impressed I was with them.
Wow, that's great to hear. What a great call.
Great to hear.
And again, Andy, you said it too. Again, we didn't plan on talking about this. These calls are always unexpected, but pleasant to hear. You have said it. You surround yourself with good people. That's why I assume, I know, that's why there's the success of Lindus.
It's really is the key to everything. You know, we average, if you take our top 100 people that work at Lindus Construction, they average over 17 years of working there. So we're able to retain our people, and by doing that, the expert craftsmanship goes up every year, and it's a culture of we take care of the customer, because we don't have a crazy advertising budget, Denny. 70% of our revenue every year is created from past customers or referrals. So it's really, really important that we have, you know, people like this customer that is super happy, because we want to be able to do work in the rest of the neighborhood. And hats off to Drew for taking care of him. That's always fun to hear.
Yeah, bravo. Looking at a text, Andy, here's one. It says, what type of company would you contact about disintegrating cinder blocks in an exposed part of a foundation?
SafeBasements.com.
Yep. It read my mind. Yeah, SafeBasements.com. We were just talking about Safe Basements. Get on the web. That's the easiest way to get in touch. SafeBasements.com. Local company. CCO Land Company. Been around for years. Let's see. Ideas, please, Texter says, on who to call for a free estimate on putting in a main floor stackable washer dryer. House is a 1976 ranch in the Twin Cities, a laundry room and a finished basement. For a free estimate of putting in a main floor stackable washer dryer. How about an appliance store?
Yeah, unless they're asking, do they need to, is this changing the laundry room? Are you moving the laundry room? We've had the request quite a lot lately. It's, they want to add a washer and dryer somewhere in the house, usually the upstairs near the bedrooms. And it is a doable thing, but we'll have to get plumbers, electricians involved usually to get that running. And then I always recommend going to Warner Stallion, is who I've used a lot for my appliances. I've had good luck with them and trust them. And I have a Speed Queen stackable washer and dryer in my shed that my wife doesn't appreciate like dirty, greasy rags going into the house to get washed. And I have a hard time throwing those things away. So I have a stackable out in my garage. It's 4 years old, works like the day I bought it. I connected one of those ozone machines up to it. So, you know, it's the front load ones can always get a little bit smelly, and I've never noticed this one having any odor to it whatsoever.
Oh, how about that? But you're right. I think in the appliance place you mentioned, they have access to plumbers, electricians, I would guess. And least it's a start. But yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you find that's pretty common in what you see and hear and read, that a lot of people are requesting that main floor washer dryer?
Yeah, and I think, again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. People are just deciding they're going to stay in this house a little bit longer, and it makes it a little bit easier to age in place when you're not going up and downstairs with laundry baskets all the time. And it's a little bit more efficient. Where all your clothes are is where your washer and dryer is, and makes it easy.
Texter wants to know, what kind of flooring would you put on a concrete floor in the basement? There's a lot of options there, right?
Yeah. We've done hardwood. I've done bamboo. We've done carpet, tile, you name it. If it is a heated space, you just know that it's not going to radiate as much through like bamboo and hardwood as it would tile. I've done epoxy finishes in basement as well, or polyurea finishes in basement. All depends on what you're after, but anything is good. Now, if this is a basement that floods, you might want to stay away from the hardwood or carpet options, just because it doesn't handle the flooding as well as like a tile would or a polyurea basement would. Just something to consider there. But it's definitely easier on your body having hardwood or bamboo down there over tile.
What about, since it's a concrete floor, I'm just imagining this. Now, we have a dry, real dry basement, but since it's concrete can, you know, bring moisture to the top, is there some kind of barrier, no matter what floor you should, you want to use? That, I guess maybe it depends on what kind of floor, but shouldn't there be some barrier?
Yeah, well, if you're going to be putting down a hardwood floor, you're going to end up putting a barrier down with tile. You're going to just go right to the concrete.
Oh, okay. All right. Take a break time, and let's invite our listeners. We have more questions to get answered here. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO, stay with us. Yes, indeed. We're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair. Andy Lindis will be there. I'll be there that first Saturday of the fair. Hope to see you there at our brand-new, newly upgraded broadcast center. Really anxious to see what Lindis Construction has done to that beautiful place. Well, it's beautiful now, I'm sure. Andy, I don't know, is the inside cleaned yet? We'll find out when we get there. That's a whole nother show. If you have a home improvement question, I know we have a few here, 651-461-9226. In fact, let's grab a phone call, Andy. Charlie, calling in from now then this morning. Charlie, thank you. What's your question for Andy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. We're looking at adding on, it seems to be the most feasible way to get more floor space in that kind of questionable housing climate right now.
And, Charlie, excuse me for interrupting. You kind of faded out there. Would you pose your question again, please? That's all right. We didn't want to miss your question. Tell us if you would.
No, I was on a headset. I'll put you on the speakerphone so you can hear me better. Sorry about that.
No problem.
So we're looking at adding on to our house, and we need to find the general contractor to work through it, and I guess we also want to get some bids, not just look for anybody. And I guess I understand I want to get somebody that's quality that's going to show up and finish the job too. So I was wondering how we could go about finding that company.
You know, good question. Design, build, and remodelers aren't easy to find. Whenever you're looking for a good home improvement professional, it's really easy to start with the online reviews. But the Builders Association Twin Cities and the National Association of Remodelers Twin Cities both have pretty good resources for finding remodelers. Friends and family are always a great way to start. We obviously do that type of work too. You can always get an estimate from us. But those are if it was just starting fresh and I had to find a contractor, it seems like the majority of the people that are parts of those associations do good work and are going to live up to the billing and will accomplish the task. But go through the due diligence, get a couple of estimates, talk about timelines, talk about the subcontractors they're going to use on this project, what type of materials they're going to use, get as many details as you possibly can. And hopefully that'll help you make a better decision. I would also highly recommend on these types of projects, remodeling projects, and we offer this to our customers all the time. And for whatever reason, no one ever wants. I think it's because we're Minnesota nice, so we've given this list to customers that have all agreed that they'd love to have somebody call and talk to them about their project. And I would do that. And if you want to take it a step further, I would ask if you can go and look at some projects and talk to the customers. When you're talking about a project like a big addition, something that is going to be more than likely a six-figure project, it's important to do your due diligence. So your head's in the right spot asking how I find a contractor. So I'm confident that, you're in a better spot than most people. You're not going to make an emotional, fast decision because of the first person to put an estimate in front of your face. Those are the ones that end up having regret. So go into it with both eyes open. Don't panic. Don't just be patient and take your time. And until you're 100% happy with what direction you think it's going, don't say yes. So that's I think the best advice I can get. We as consumers have to do some due diligence when picking the people that are going to work on our home. And the durability materials and the craftsmanship really make a difference. I can tell you this, all the materials that I install on people's houses, I've seen fail because of installation issues or not being installed the proper way. And so it's not just you can pick the best of the best materials, but if somebody that's not a craftsman is installing it, you might be in trouble. And going through the process of getting a builder to fix their mistakes after an addition went on, or every now and then, like a couple times a year, I end up having to put estimates for people's court cases that they're having with contractors done poorly, additions done poorly, or whatever the case may be. And you just don't want to find yourself in that position. So check with every avenue you can, but Google reviews and Better Business Bureau reviews, they're scratching the surface. I'd want to talk to customers that have been installed. And you might want to ask this, can you tell me a customer that maybe it didn't go perfectly for? And try to talk to them and see how they handle that process.
Yeah, correcting mistakes. Yeah, that's a good point. All good advice, for sure, because that's a huge investment. That's a huge expenditure. Good advice. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Good question. A listener obviously heard you mention your basement floor, the epoxy, urea, polyurea. Friends of ours, Texter says, have switched to epoxy or polyurea flooring. What do you think of it?
I have it installed in our cabin on Lake of the Woods in the basement. We installed it there and at my home here. So and the one I have that's 15 years old now, and it looks like the day it was installed.
Wow.
So and I'm telling you, we like the area of my basement when my children were younger. That was we had a hockey net and hockey pucks down there that we were shooting all the time, and that stuff is as durable as any flooring gets. And if you have any type of moisture issues down there, it is very easy to deal with when you have a polyurea floor. But just make sure whatever installer is putting that in is doing all the prep work.
Oh, yes.
The entire floor should be ground down with a diamond bit to open back up the surface so the polyurea has the best chance of adhering to the concrete and sealing that off. I've seen these floors peel up in garages. You can get the do-it-yourself epoxy kit or whatever at whatever big box store.
Right.
Almost always the prep work doesn't go into that. And when we did it at our cabin on Lake of the Woods, Denny, I've told this story a couple of times. We had the shop vac that was taking up all the concrete dust. My dad, being my dad, saved all the concrete dust, and we used it as a mortar in a retaining wall, rock retaining wall we built by a fire ring. When you have a cabin on an island, you have to use every piece of material you get and save everything.
He is the king of recycling and reusing. There's no doubt about that. Andy, we got a couple of minutes to go on the show, and I'm looking at what may be our last text question. Is asbestos discovered in a house we're selling, do I cover it back up or does it need to be removed?
You can't cover it up. There's some encapsulating things. You might want to, we do this type of work on the regular basis. When you do insulation, you're going to run into asbestos. The thing is, you need to get it tested. Not all asbestos is for mica or whatever you have in there is going to be positive for asbestos. So get it tested and make sure that it actually does have asbestos in it. If it does, then there's steps you have to take to remove that before you can re-insulate it. At the very least, I think you have to disclose it to the buyers. Because it adds, I would say 15 to 20% to an insulation job to properly remove. Vermiculate is what the insulation that we find asbestos in more often. Mm. But not all vermiculate insulation has it. So first step is getting a sample of it and sending it out for testing and seeing if it actually does have asbestos in it.
All right. Andy, in the last 30 seconds here, let's here it is August. What kind of deals can be had with Lindus?
75% off installation labor on the installation of Infinity Windows, GAF Class 4 roofing, and, of course, Leaf Guard gutters.
Now, when is it, what year is Andy Lindus going to be bringing the grandbaby to the State Fair CCO booth?
You know, I have a feeling grandson Lloyd is going to make an appearance at the fair this year.
And, this year?
He might even be working the booth. You know, he can only say like three words right now, but, you know, we could probably put a Lindus shirt on him.
And he's got a tool belt. Andy, we got a scoot here. We'll talk to you next week, and then, of course, we'll see you at the State Fair. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Yeah, we're going to be there first Saturday of the Minnesota State Fair. A few showers, yeah, that could happen yet today here in the Twin Cities. Otherwise, partly sunny skies near 84. Nice Sunday tomorrow. Denny Long, thanking you, and thank Ryan for your company.